Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Y'all, Poodle has finally realized he needs to paint his living room, and I am over the moon.
At first, I just didn't want to because I was just happy to be here.
Happy
to be here.
That's a good name of a podcast.
Happy to be here. It wouldn't be ours. I think that's my first autobiography when I'm like a young child and I'm going around saying, I'm happy to be here, until I realize that life is suffering.
That's a jump from book one to book two.
And I learned that like at age 7.
Okay. Wow.
Y'all, little poodle grew up fast.
Y'all, welcome to Pig Royalty.
I need to also say something.
Oh, no.
You did something a little bit ago.
What?
We ordered pizza today. And, you know, you have that people who, you know, you'll cut a little slice off. Have you ever seen someone who's so barbaric? They don't have the pizza off, you know, lengthwise. They cut off all the cheesy parts for one piece.
That's the part I like.
And leave a third of the crust.
That's the part I like.
That's like taking a dump on the rest of the pizza. No, you have to be egalitarian. You cut the pizza. Everyone likes the cheese part.
But I know you like the crust.
You're a liar. I want cheese. You're a liar. You're trash man. No, I want cheese just as much as everyone does. And I also want crust. And you're a Philistine for doing it. It's like sticking your entire hand in a pie. I'm glad you used the pizza cutter. And it was also, it had been crudely cut.
It was in a hurry, so you couldn't hear me.
And it was, it had all the makings of a crime of passion that was
true,
done quickly.
Very true.
But when I looked in that pizza box, it looked like an autopsy had happened.
We should do, instead of true crime, we should do stories of people stealing food.
That's a violation.
Eat Taco Bell out of the trash can that you threw away because you said you were too drunk to finish it, but you still eat it anyway.
I've thrown away like a half of a taco that I didn't need to eat. Now, there had not been foodstuffs in this, and like Seinfeld, this taco was sitting on top of other trash.
And you went back and got it?
This is Pig Royalty. Anyway, I needed to call out that madness. You need to never do that again. Don't ever do that to anyone else.
You know what makes me want to do?
I'm like a really good friend, and I will allow that.
It makes me want to order a pizza, but cut out just all the center and just leave you a ring of crust.
No, you're a monster. You're an absolute monster. No one divides a piece that
you
way.
Know, I don't know anyone who values pizza more sacred than you.
There is a pizza etiquette. It's
a religious ceremony for you to eat.
You know what's
pizza.
Worse? You know what's worse? People who de-cheese the pizza. My father does that.
Oh, I did that as a little kid.
Well, yeah, you're a child.
And then one day my mom said, Matthew, you're an adult. You need to eat the whole
pizza.
You're
a monster.
Now.
Yeah.
So your father at fucking 70-something years old still de-cheeses a pizza?
If there's somewhere, my father will de-cheese it and not think that it needs, that someone else may want that. And he's basically raping and pillaging the pizza, so no one else is just going to get tomato sauce and bread. Should we move on?
Let's talk about the Seguin Swine Breeders.
I think it's the Seguin.
Seguin?
Yeah.
Seguin?
Or Seguin.
Seguin?
Yeah.
Seguin. Seguin is on fire. We don't need a water.
Or Swin. Seguin. Yeah, probably Seguin.
Y'all, this is Pig Royalty.
Seguin Swine Breeders.
Seguin Swine Breeders. Season 1, Episode 7. It's all about the cats.
It's all about the cats. As we said in the last episode, when Michelle finally, through her rage, but did not become a dragon like Maleficent, but became a giant fire-breathing pig.
It just screams.
It's all about the cats.
It just throws pig shit on everyone.
Just sprays liquid pig shit into the stands, onto the judges, onto old ladies with walkers.
Make that movie, y'all.
I need to also say that it's a good thing that I think it's the Justin Kane is saying a Father Ouija's prayer for Michelle. Father, bless these. Father, we just want to ask you to bless these animals. We want to ask you to bless these. Father, we just want to help you. Ask you to help for Michelle because she really needs your help right now. Father, she's a kind person, and
no, she's not.
No, she's not. But Father, we just want to pray for her, and we just
don't you have you. A lot better things to ask for?
Well, okay, Father, we just are going to leave you alone. Y'all come.
Thanks. The Kentucky Derby's on today.
We know you've all had a Father Ouija's prayer if you're from the South.
They do like to ask for all kinds of things. I did enjoy him asking for the Father to bless the animals. But that's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. So, real quick, y'all, we want to remind you, if you're listening to this, there's only one more episode. It's going to premiere on Tuesday night. We are going to be watching that. We're going to be very excited to watch that. Our interview with Tyler Parrish is going up on Monday. So, and also, y'all, we have secured an interview with Jody,
Cammy, and possibly Keely.
Yeah. So, Jody messaged, said, do you want Josh and Cannon there? And I'm like, I wanted to respond back, but I'll tell her when we interview. I was like, Cannon should not be listening to our show.
No. Not appropriate. No. We're going to talk about dicks.
Yeah.
Probably pig dicks. I mean, honestly. I'm not sure the girls should be there. I'm not sure it's right for Jody, personally.
I think Keely might start crying in a corner again from us.
I don't think our show is right for adults.
No, I really don't. Like, I don't know why any of you are listening.
It may be good for hardened criminals.
If you're in prison and you're a listener, come at us.
Or they don't allow them because it actually may affect their rehabilitation.
Yeah, they were doing really good. And
I think our show is for people who are just dead inside.
When they're listening and they're doing well in prison, they're like, you suddenly start to get rowdy. And you're like, well, Poodle told me to fuck the man.
You know what? Poodle said something about today about not respecting authority. And that's where I am.
And then you see prison riot at San Quentin caused by gay South Carolinian.
And there's a pin-up shot of me going, hey, boys!
Hey, boys! Let's
Betty Page shoot.
Jump in. So, y'all, if you remember season 6, or episode six ended with Michelle going to the ambulance.
Okay? Ambulance.
Ambulance. So this time, we see Michelle, she is back at home, and the show triggered tension in her back.
And she has herniated discs.
Several herniated discs.
The stress from the pig show, yeah.
That's horrible. Herniated disc.
Very, very painful.
Very, very, very painful. As Michelle said, I couldn't even wipe my own butt.
And Roy's like, yep, had to wipe your butt.
McCall had to wipe her butt. And I want to say, McCall, I know how you feel. Because as y'all know, I've been wiping my
caretaker corner.
It's caretaker corner, y'all. Come at me. I've been wiping my dad's butt, but that's okay.
And so, anyway, there was one spot where they were at the swine breeders competition, and in the most epic turn, Jody turns to the camera and says, where the hell is Michelle Bolero?
And then he just went, pig royalty.
Pig royalty. That's the thing.
Ooh!
I love about this show, I love about this show is the producers know how the drama works.
They do.
And this show's impeccably put together.
Well, yeah, they did the Amish show. They've done a ton of shows.
Oh, that's what they do, Breaking Amish?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
This is all on Kate Casey. And the guy who knew kind of this pig world was the guy who, like, started Trading Spaces and is friends with this guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a very... If you haven't listened to the Kate Casey interview with executive producer Eric, I believe...
Eric Evangelista.
Which I still think sounds like a gay drag queen. Like, Eric Evangelista!
You know what it sounds like? He sounds like a club promoter.
Yeah.
And Eric Evangelista production!
Hey,
come out to the floor, y'all!
Come out
We got go-go boys, we got showers.
We've got this... Tonight we're gonna be pumping hard at this new club.
Booty Boys, 2-for-1 shots.
It's called Jockstrap. And if you wear a jockstrap, you get in half off. And it's half off.
At 2 a.m., the club becomes Club Cum.
Yeah. Wow.
You think we're
you
lying.
You just said that.
But I can see it.
There has been that club in Hell's Kitchen
in
New York.
I'm so sorry, Cammy and Kaylee Reen.
I'm sorry.
You're adults, though.
Kaylee just turned to Tyler and said, "Is there really a club coming?"
And Tyler's like, "Girl, I've
been that club, closed it down.
Club Come.
And we got to move on. I'm so sorry.
Yo, come at us if you've been to Club Come or something like it.
I've been often.
I've got like a stamp card.
Oh yeah, they just let you in free now.
This one again.
So."
I'm always here, boys.
So McCall says she's talking. Finally, y'all, this is McCall's big break. We finally get her like 3 times.
I know. This is like her best episode.
And she says, we didn't understand what was going on. And basically, Mackenzie said, we decided that she was not going. She needed a rest.
Mackenzie's like, we decided she was not going. We had to like take her aside.
And they show the inside of Michelle's house.
Lots
Y'all,
of deer heads.
Poodle could never go into this house because there are so many scented candles lit all the time.
Everywhere.
It would drive Jake crazy.
I'm pretty sure the whole house smells
like
vanilla orgy.
Just vanilla orgy.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to make a candle called Vanilla Orgy. I'd buy that candle.
I'll be honest. When I walk into a gentleman caller's house for the evening and I'm over to... inspect the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of the overwhelming syrupy scent of vanilla does nothing for my libido. I think I'm one of the few men who don't love vanilla.
Well,
do you like it?
I do enjoy it. Yeah,
it's too much for me. I don't like sweet smells.
I like a real vanilla smell, not a sweet vanilla.
That's
like
almost impossible to find. Do you have any? Where'd you buy them?
They have candles at Anthropologie. They have a vanilla and they have an espresso one. Espresso one's fantastic.
I can handle espresso, I think.
It's great. You would love it. Kind of clears the air.
What
is happening?
I'm not a huge scented candle fan. I like lavender and I like woodsier scents.
He wants things to smell like musk.
Kind of.
Like if it smells like a guy's balls, he's going to light it.
You know... I think you've nailed it. I just want a candle that's just balls, just, with a Z.
Just balls. Balls.
Balls.
And pair that with taint.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
With top notes of taint.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mostly balls.
Wow.
So, you guys, I want to say...
Did you go to Bath & Body Works? I got their new candle, Uncircumcised. Boy, it smells good, Carol. Uncircumcised blue cheese.
Gross. We are off, y'all. This is the end of the day.
We've had a long work day today. Yeah.
We're a little.
I'm a little giddy.
We're a little giddy. Yeah. Okay.
I'm drunk on pizza still. I'm pizza inebriated.
Yeah. Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening.
Pizza at time. You can have pizza on a bagel. You can have pizza anytime.
Barbecue sauce.
Parquet. All right. So.
What if one show was just us topping ourselves with, if I could top myself, I wouldn't leave the house, topping ourselves with just catchphrases?
It would get the least downloads.
I agree. I want to point out one thing that Mimi said.
Mimi is Michelle's mom.
Yes. She's like, you know, if you would have tried to leave the house and go to that pig show, it would have been like World War Five. And I thought to myself,
what happened?
What was World War III for her? And even more importantly, what was World War IV?
Apparently, they've already happened in Hello Taser, Sabina, Texas.
World War III is obviously a robot uprising.
Yes.
Obviously.
I think four would be zombies.
Yeah. Or
aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, aliens. And then World War V is definitely Mimi fighting her daughter to get off the couch to go to the last pig
show. It's comparable. Comparable.
I just never heard anyone use the phrase World War V before. I just never heard
I think it. kind of like World War I, there'd be a lot of gas. Don't know if it'd be mustard gas, but
I think you just made a World War I like chemical weapon joke, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
We're off the track.
Do you know how many people died of chemical poisoning?
It was a long time ago. You know what?
Wow. We need to move on. Every show we've done today, you've said
I'm Randy today.
No.
Kind of Randy.
You're not Randy or edgy. You're offensive. Now all our World War I vets who listen aren't going to want to listen.
I don't think they live. I don't know.
You know what? You don't know that.
They would be very old.
I think they would be. Or they could have children, and they're like, my father told me
and
doubt about
sorry
this.
If I...
You apologize to the children of World War I vets.
Anyway.
And all vets in general.
So, here's the thing is, Jody says... She tells Mandy about Michelle boycotting her show, and she says, the best thing is to shut it down. We don't want to do a shitty show.
Yeah, because she's boycotting the show.
And Jody also tells her, she said, I also found out I asked for my money back, and so did two other people, and those two people got their money back, and I got nothing.
Right. One other thing I want to say.
And then she says, my great line, she's like, so I guess I paid for Michelle's car payment this month.
Oh, God.
Which she did. She did not go back to the kids.
It's for the kids.
For the kids.
There was one thing that Teresa is talking to Cannon. She's like, we're going to win this for Michelle. We're going to kick Cannon's ass. And again, that's not healthy. Targeting the child of their rival.
I agree. This isn't a defense. I don't think Teresa has the kind of bite behind that.
I don't think
she realizes what's necessarily she's saying.
I think
saying.
You're right.
Now, when Michelle says that or somebody else says that, that would be a different. One of the McKids.
One of the McKids. McRib, McGriddle, McChicken.
That would be different.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We should not say McGriddle because McGriddles are from the Lord.
They're from the Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michelle, they say... When Jody says I have to shut it down, Michelle said, I did not tell anyone not to go.
I did not tell anyone not to go.
The producer said, really? And she goes, And she just breathes out of her mouth and looks at the camera.
She's still got on that coral lip from last episode, y'all. She's sticking with that coral.
So basically, why did I write Kim?
Kim is Jordan's mom.
Oh,
they do get to wear because Michelle's not there. They get to wear their own clothes. They don't have to wear that white shirt and khakis.
They also said they agreed.
Right,
that Jordan and Shelly agreed that. Jordan said it feels weird not to wear cheetah print, but now Roy is in charge of the show.
Roy, yeah,
yeah.
I want to also say
and Josh is not at this show actually,
no.
So it's just Roy and then.
And that's a big deal, y'all, because Josh centers Jody.
Boy, she kind of spirals a little.
Because Jody, without Josh, and also she's got Keely kind of coming at her because they're very similar.
They're very alike.
And they both get emotional quickly. And you can tell that Cammy is like Josh.
Cammy is very strong, level-headed.
Oh, my God.
She's like, she kind of is sometimes, I will say, I think Cammy is sometimes the most level-headed out of all the rings.
Yeah, she's a lot like her dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and her dad and everybody else.
We're going to get to Cammy.
Everybody
in a
else, they would admit, everybody else in that family is kind of a mess.
Yeah.
An emotional mess in a good way.
In a good way. So Mackenzie says that this is when, you know, because there's
Mackenzie's
nothing like,
well,
hold on. I just want to preface and say there's nothing like when your mother is sick and has herniated disc and she can't even wipe her own ass for you to say, you know, Michelle really knows nothing about
pigs. She knows
nothing.
Pigs. Dad knows everything.
She acts like she knows, but she doesn't know anything.
She just came along and like, just, she's like a Johnny come lately. It's
and,
whatever.
And that's, and then Michaela's like, yeah, this is really dad's thing. And the mom tried to make it hers.
Can you imagine saying that on camera, y'all? Just the thing is, I would never, I've talked about my mother before.
It's weird loyalty when they choose to be loyal.
Yeah, in uncertain terms, and I've said things, but there's some stuff that is, as we've had people say, home talk. I would never come at my mom about a certain thing, and everything is that
especially
we say.
Especially something that's her life's work.
Yeah. And I would never say my mother knows anything, knows nothing.
It really
something.
Is a lot of youth in these and spoiledness in those girls. And you know,
they're extremely
honestly,
spoiled.
I say girls because they don't act like adults. I don't care if they are.
No, you're right.
They act like spoiled girls, and it really is. I think for them, I really hope life works out well enough for you that when you're an adult, you don't regret anything you did or did not do.
Oh, amen.
Because your mom is living that every day, and you have no fucking idea, kid. No fucking idea.
And as my mother says, when I'm dead and gone, you'll feel sorry for that. And you know what? My grandmother said the same thing to her.
Wow.
Sons a lot like you, Dad. You know we're gonna keep coming down. And the cats and the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. Anyway.
Wow. And did your... You know, I don't want to get in. This is going to be a sad story.
They're all sad stories.
They're all sad Southern stories.
Yeah. It's like a Faulkner novel. It's my mom's Southern family. So... I want to say
that is where we get the Roy Michelle. What are they talking? But they're really cute together. Where he like says,
he's like, I would really miss you if you were gone. Who would bring me a beer? And she laughs, and she also kind of tears up.
And he's like, don't cry. And
yeah,
he looks at her so loving.
They actually, he is the best thing about her.
He is, and yeah. This is what I think, y'all. It's kind of like, I really think. We brought up that movie, and we brought up Maleficent last, but this time I'm bringing up that terrible, some people liked it, but that terrible Angelina Jolie movie, Maleficent, or whatever, that movie with that movie Cruella show is going to be about, with what's her name?
Emma Stone.
You're going to love that movie.
It's weird. I rarely like her in most things she's
true.
In. I liked her in La La Land, but it was like one of the few things I liked her in.
Well, I think Michelle, when she was younger, is a different person than she is now.
Totally agree.
And I think that it is, I just think she's built up a wall of hurt around her.
Right.
I mean, Brene says, hurt people. And so I think I think Roy still remembers who that woman he loved is.
I agree.
That's what I read into that.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is
coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
So I want to point out, speaking of Roy, that when they were there without Michelle, Cammy just goes over to Roy and I gasp.
Cammy's got fucking balls.
And he's like, hey, I noticed Michelle's not here. Is she okay? She's like, and he's like, yeah, she's, her back wasn't feeling. And he's already feeling like, oh my God, what do I do? The camera's on me. Do I be nice?
You could tell he was kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Where Cammy's just kind of talking. She's like, well, no one wants to hear that. And
right.
And that's where Cammy kind of says, you know,
she's hearing that Michelle's in the hospital should open up all our eyes and we need to refocus.
This really truly is Shakespeare. And she's like the one.
Thank you.
She's like,
I said that on episode one and you poo-pooed me.
That is not true.
Yes, you did.
I said that you were gay for you, saying it. But I
you laughed at me for saying Shakespearean.
I didn't. I said you were gay, but
like
I agree.
Normally, you're taking all of your, now you're using what I'm saying.
That is not true. She's like that, but Cammy is like that, oh, what are they called? The person who gives the drugs and all the Shakespeare, The person who gets the pharmacist in all what is that called in Shakespeare? The
usually the doctor,
but it's
or
not
the friar.
The friar, mm-hmm. Yes, she's like that friar saying, hey everybody, wake up,
well,
bitches.
Well, yeah, it's Polonius or any types of the counselors. Yeah, it's all of them.
And so
there's always someone who knows.
There's somebody who knows, and so she really. Hope they.
And they usually die.
Yeah, you do. They usually do. Or they get banished. Sorry, Cammy. And so now, y'all, it's a senior showmanship competition. Jordan doesn't win.
No.
And so that's disappointing. You see, Michelle is watching everybody on FaceTime, and she's watching Jordan. She's stressed out. She's like, do this, do that. She's yelling at the camera.
Why didn't they take the phone away from her?
Because she
stress.
Won't let them.
Yeah.
And their mom and Mimi says, you can't. Continue.
It's going to be World War V or VI when the gophers come for us.
She's just tapping her acrylic nails on that table going, you can't continue like this, absorbed in this stress. If you don't, you can't let it go. And that's where Mimi says, you've got to end this with Jody.
And you know what?
You need to communicate
and
with
McCall
her and
comes in and says, and McCall says, you don't know what Jody's going through. Maybe she's blah, blah. I'm like, is this some circumspection from the youngest Bolero girl?
And then Michelle doesn't hear it at
like,
all.
No.
She's like, let's go back. And Michelle's like, you know, if she says, I'm sorry to me, but I did nothing wrong.
Right.
Michelle is stoic in her position.
And I am still curious about what Michelle is so pissed off about. And the only thing I can think of is her asking for her money back in front of other people.
Because didn't someone say to Michelle, is it the money? And she said, no. I thought she said that.
But is that the only thing she's upset about? I wonder if you could actually get that out of Michelle.
But here's the deal. Michelle doesn't see it. But you kind of think that, well, we're going to get to that later because I was surprised by Jody's reaction, but we're going to talk about that later because before we get there, Jody is still aggravated. Michelle isn't there. Because
she wants to give her a piece of her mind.
And she even says, Roy said there's something that's up with her back, but why isn't she here today?
Right.
And I was kind of like, that's not
she wants
very,
to fight.
Jody,
she wants
she
to
wants
fight.
She wants to fight. And yeah. Josh isn't there.
Fight.
And
fight,
so,
fight.
But next, y'all.
I love a good fight.
Focus camera up on Mackenzie and Michaela, and suddenly,
I lost my goddamn mind.
And suddenly, around the corner, here comes Cammy.
I lost my mind. If there was a Marvel crossover, and it happened right in front of our eyes, and we didn't know it was going to happen.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden, like.
This is
Ant-Man
like when
ended up in
gay
like
porn.
I could see it.
Paul Rudd it winds up, it runs through my gay porn mind nightly.
He just presses a button, it gets bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
Wow, I think I just wrote a movie.
Anyway, Ant-Man porn.
Ant-Man. But y'all, Cammy comes around. And what I loved about this, this is the difference to me of like really owning it and not. Cammy is totally comfortable in herself. And the girls, Mackenzie and Michaela, completely freeze.
And they don't know what to say.
Because they're all fucking talk.
Yeah. And it's all fake.
It's all fake.
Just like Michelle.
Like when
Jody was trying to talk to Michelle.
Jody was not rude at first to Michelle with all that whole thing.
Well,
now Michelle didn't say anything. She eventually said, I think I want to get my money back.
Yeah.
But she originally just was trying to talk about the buckles. But they completely froze. I wish they didn't have their mask on so we could see their lips tighten.
Right. And they said, and Cammy said, you know, just want to know, I'm just coming over to you guys. Is there any issue between us, the kids? And they're like, no.
She's like, because I don't want it to be an issue. I want to squash it. And she's like, and cut to, the producer says to Mackenzie, do you know what happened?
You're skipping the most important part.
That's true.
She goes away. She's like, okay, good. And
she says, Michaela does bring up, well, that happened to the show, and I know my mom was in tears. And Cammy said, yeah, my mom
cries all the time.
Too, so same.
Yeah.
And I don't think they even heard that at all.
Cammy's so good.
Cammy needs to be like an attorney or something.
Yeah.
She's like, I just want to leave it to the parents. And they're like, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we want to, too. We don't want any drama.
And then they walk away.
And then Michaela says.
No, Mackenzie says first.
Fucking pathetic.
Fucking freaking pathetic.
Freaking pathetic.
Absolutely
pathetic.
And you hear Michaela say, stop, stop.
No, Mackenzie says it because she always knows where the cameras are.
I thought
Mackenzie said it.
Did Michaela say freaking pathetic?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mackenzie said, stop, the cameras. And she went over there to the right. And I wrote, I'm dead. This was my favorite moment in the documentary so far.
It was. And
y'all, and they there was this moment where they realized they were being complete and utter just wretches on camera.
Just fucking harpies.
Yeah. And they realized it. Oh, big royalty.
And that's what the producer said to Mackenzie said, Michaela said, What did you say?
Or she said, what did Cammy say to you?
And Mackenzie said,
I don't remember.
I don't even know.
I'm not familiar.
And Michaela says, Why are we even talking about this? I thought it was nothing.
Reaches down to get Yeti.
But she says, but listen, this is very dismissive. She says, I thought it was nothing because it wasn't.
Y'all, they're awful. They're
really
awful.
Like,
they're absolutely awful. I can't now. You know, we would love to talk to them, but I'm going to say right now, I don't think I want to.
Oh, they wouldn't talk to us.
I don't think they would,
because we would ask them.
I would.
My first question would be, who hurt you? Legitimately, who hurt you?
My question would be, so you guys have seen your show, yeah, your episodes now.
How did you feel about
what? And you've seen. You've been caught on camera a couple times. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, they would probably say next question. So they're probably not going to do interviews.
I don't think they've done anything. Apparently, there's a Facebook group that started.
There's two Facebook groups.
But that's a very pro.
One is Pro Bolero, and the other is kind of Savage Edition. And Michelle Bolero is trying to get that one shut down.
But I've heard that but there's rumors that Michelle Bolero or friends of Michelle Bolero are the ones who started the Pro Bolero Facebook group.
I believe it. I mean, she's got a lot of friends. So in the pig show business.
If you want to have better press, be a better person.
Amen. That's at least know how to act on camera.
Yeah.
So Jordan and Shelley, this is when Jordan and Shelley, they're kind of tired, and they're like, who decided? And they're some of my favorites, because they're like, you know, that type of like teenage girls, they'll just kind of like layer each other. They're holding each other.
Yeah.
And it's nothing sexual. They're just enjoying being with one another.
I wish boys could do that. And I mean, I'm not trying to be gay.
I wish I could do that.
No, but seriously, it's like women can like share.
Women can
like,
do that. Men
can't.
Men can't
do that. Nope. And I wish that that wasn't that way.
And they're just saying, that y'all, they're all asking questions that you would normally ask when you were high as a kite. Like things like, why did we decide to hit pigs with sticks? Why is the color red called red? Who came up with the word red? It was stuff like that. Because they're just so tired because they had to get up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. And the next thing is, I love this next scene. Jody is actually helping Nugget get ready. With Teresa. And she's like, I notice sometimes when Michelle is helping Nugget, she's like poking at him and she's saying things like, oh, I can't deal with you. You know, oh, look, you're all so rumpled. And she's like, that's mean.
And then Jody says, I think Nugget would look great in the Texas flag.
And I screeched like a howler monkey.
And I went, wait, this can't even get any better, but it does. So just wait for it, y'all. So, but real quick, in the junior showmanship, Cannon made the semifinals. This is where Cannon makes the semifinals. Nugget, however, did not get pinned.
Right. And Michaela says, E for effort. Jesus.
And Cannon
these
even...
These are children, y'all.
I know.
These are fucking children. That's... And even with Cannon, they've never been nasty. The Reens have never been nasty with Cannon. They'll maybe kind of bring it up that he's like, yeah, you kind of were all over the place there.
It's tough love, but they never attack him as a person.
But the Boleros are awful to Nugget.
They're awful to Nugget.
And I'm sure Michelle was probably like that to her girls.
Teresa, if you're listening, take your son elsewhere. He's a great kid. He's a kind.
I agree. He'd look great in the Texas flag.
As Tyler said, he's kind. He is a kind kid.
He is kind and he is important.
So, anyway, y'all, put your phone down and stop looking at your Grindr hookup.
I'm not.
What are you looking at then?
I'm actually not looking at Grindr. I'm looking at, like, watch and chat stuff, which I wasn't able to do today.
Why don't you be present? Why don't you be present?
I am being... You know what? I'm trying to handle several things at a time.
Well, and you're... Don't let everything fall.
I am a mother of four. Y'all... It is hard to keep all my children fed and get food on the table.
My favorite thing right now is Poodle. Y'all, Poodle loves to make a proclamation or say something, a quip, and then stomp out of the room. But every time he does it, I'm sitting in the living room. He has old plates that are in his kitchen. And every time he stomps out of the room and walks to his kitchen.
I sound like Godzilla.
His plates go, dum, 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 dum. And he feels so fat, even though he's not. And it's amazing.
It's not a good thing to hear, y'all, your whole Poodle, kitchen rattle.
If Poodle can't stomp out of the room, he doesn't know what to do.
I do love a good exit in a huff. I'm not going to lie to you.
And Cannon says, I was surprised. I thought Nugget did really well. And this is what I love about what Roy says to Nugget. He doesn't start berating him. He says, what you say a lot as a teacher, what I said too, when like, how do you think you did?
Yeah, that's what I always ask students.
Get the information from the kid.
Even and it's you lower the stakes. Even when the first time through a song, because y'all students or anyone who you're working with, we are always evaluating ourselves.
Yes.
And the more you can kind of intersect that self-evaluation and put the right words in there. And then people start using that. Yeah. So I always say, how'd that work for you? How did that work?
How did that feel?
Yeah, how did that feel? And that way you take emotion out of it. You never say, was that good or bad? That way there's no way to put a judgment on it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, because I find with my work with clients, whether it's life coaching or singing, is always about getting people to be kind of impartial about especially things that are accomplishments or results,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything like that. And then you realize it's all about a feeling. And if they can be honest about their feelings, and then you can finally get to work.
And I think Brandon's a perfect example of that because Brandon ends up he ends up, this already happened, I think, but when Brandon competed and he had a better attitude and he had a better feeling,
right.
He did better in the show.
Right. Where am I?
Oh, anyway, we see a little bit of Mason. He's competing.
He's a mess.
Bless his heart, he's a mess. But I love that they're laughing at it. And the Mandy and Kristen are sitting right beside Teresa and Nugget. And it's crazy how with one person gone, how everybody's getting along at this pig
right.
show. They're laughing together. They're having
No, you're right.
It was a totally different thing. So y'all, they're sitting there and suddenly Tyler walks up.
To Jordan's mother.
To walk up to Jordan's mother and talks about what an amazing shower Jordan is.
And the Bolero girls are staring at her.
And we hear the sound and we see Mackenzie say, why is he talking to her? I heard him say something about a $250,000 pig. They can't even afford that pig.
Whew. And then they said, basically, and this was a miscalculation on Tyler's part, but he was going to basically go over there and say, kind of basically saying, I want to get her on our team. And to kind of, because, you know, Jordan's tall. She's statuesque. She can show a pig. As much as I know about pig showing. I'm an expert now. Oh, I know God. How to keep their head up.
Oh, God.
Can we do a shoot at the end where you're in pig ears and
no.
I have a little baton?
But I would love
to. But I want a real whip.
I would love to whip you just to keep you focused.
I'm ordering the pig whip now.
But so
look for the show on some stills on Tuesday where I'm walking him.
All right, great, everybody. Well, so Tyler says, I think Jordan can show we can take her to the next level. And then that's where they say, she's a senior. He went,
He's
my
like,
God.
Oh.
So here's my question to you. Do you think, because Michelle said, well, I think it's funny that Tyler's approaching Jordan, but it's nothing but fluff because nothing's going to come of that because she's a senior.
It could have been one thing or another. It could have been.
Do you think Tyler knew she was a senior and just did it for mentally
I think
fuck
both
with
are possible. I think he really wanted her and didn't know she was a singer.
I think he knew.
Oh, really?
I think he knew.
That's a good question. We already talked to him.
It's the end of the season.
Yeah, you're right.
It's towards the end of the pig season. And so...
So maybe he just wanted to... The girls would tell the mom.
He just wanted to fuck with them.
Yeah. Well, he did say, I'm going to get all your team. And you won't even know it.
You won't even... But now I do know there is... They go more to like the county after this... And the executive producer on Kate Casey said they did film them at the Texas State Fair.
Oh.
For more episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So next season.
In fact, you have to listen to that before we watch the finale. Right?
I will.
I'm not going to do it with you. I refuse.
Honestly, I just have not had the time.
Time, y'all. Between this, getting hickeys on his neck, organizing his apartment.
No, and...
You know, those are important things.
And connecting and doing social media and all that other shit.
Poodle, you have been working hard. I admit it.
Yeah. Thank you. All I need is a little validation in this
world.
Well,
it's true.
So, I'm like Nugget. That's all I need.
Now...
That and girls.
But Tyler does said, I would shark Nugget in a hot minute. And that's when Tyler says, when you tell a kid that he and his mother are an idiot... He said, what you get is Michaela, Mackenzie, and McCall, and they're all bitches.
And they're all, he said, demons.
They're all demons.
And you know what?
When the demons got her.
The demons got her.
And so, and even better, Tyler then goes up to Teresa, Nugget's mom, and says, Nugget's doing so good. And she's
can we
like,
get
yeah,
the boys together?
We should get together. We'll have pizza, have fun, maybe walk the hogs. And Teresa's like, yeah
I'm fine with that. You know, it's not me. I'm not involved
in that.
That'll
be fun to get the boys together.
Yep.
And
this is,
y'all, that is a brilliant movie.
It is. And this is, I'm not calling her an idiot, but in a way, Teresa is what, you know, the Russian intelligence has something they call a useful idiot. In other words, they get someone who's not necessarily the brightest bulb in the bunch.
I don't think Teresa gets like...
She doesn't. Yeah. And so you find someone like that who's going to be very useful to you, who doesn't get fully what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway... So Cammy is still being Jody's losing her mind back there with about Michelle. Cammie was saying, I'll be the mediator. We'll get together with Michelle. And Keeley, they're just getting to it.
This really is, I have to say, I kind of was on the side. It'll be interesting to talk to Joni about this.
Yeah.
Because I was really on the side of the girls on this.
Yeah.
I think the girls were trying to talk to Joni and say, Mom, because Joni is kind of like, I don't care if she's hurt.
Right.
I want her here so I can talk to her. And they're like, Mom, do you not see the bigger picture mm-hmm. of kind of how this is affecting everyone?
Right.
This needs to end. We need to get this done.
But it's interesting to see how the girls approach it. Keeley goes the emotional route. Cammie goes the very logical, rational route. And neither one of them are working with Joni at this point.
Yeah, neither one of them. Joni starts crying. And anytime Joni, she doesn't even say it mean. Anytime she says something to Keeley of like, I can't take
Keeley
that
goes
right
to
now.
Pieces.
Keeley like really goes to pieces.
Because they're very similar.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
They're so similar. And you're right. Cammie is so Josh.
Yeah.
And so, which is probably why Cammie and Keeley together are such like a good sister duo. And so, Joni is like, she's crying saying,
take off my mic. I'm not doing it. Who's giving me a ride home?
It was good.
Lesbians, take me home.
Lesbians, take me home to a place where I belong.
West Texas. Mountain Sabinos, take me home, lesbians. I let you take the high part on that because I'm a giver.
Thank you. Original lyrics to John Denver's song, everybody. Original lyrics.
Take me home, lesbians.
Take me home, lesbians. You know what? I've said that. I've been so drunk and I've had lesbian friends. I'm like, take me home.
Because you know what? They're going to be a little responsible, at least.
You have, too. I remember some lesbians brought you home in Massachusetts when we were at summer camp and you got drunk.
That's right.
You were, like, at the Red Line or something.
Oh, my God. I got wasted. It's a good thing I don't drink anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that empty vodka cut. So, then, Keeley can't respond. They kind of leave. And then, Nugget... And
we're bringing everyone. We're holding court to the ailing Queen Victoria. I'm sorry, the ailing Queen Michelle.
It did seem kind of gross.
Yeah, they're all like visiting her bedside.
Y'all, it wasn't like everybody.
Yeah, she's on a couch recliner.
Yeah, it's true. It wasn't like everybody wanted to come do this. I guarantee
no,
you.
No, they had to.
I guarantee you one of the daughters was like.
Y'all, everyone's going to get her flowers and you're all going to tell her how much you love her because she's done so much for us.
That's exactly what Michaela did.
Yep.
Mackenzie wouldn't do it.
Yep.
But I'm sure Michaela did.
And instead of Queen Victoria on her throne, it was Queen Michelle on her sectional recliner.
On her lazy boy with a worn out middle section.
We know how I feel about recliner sectionals. I went off on them. You're okay with them. I just have a problem with them.
And sissies came at you.
They did. They're like, I love mine.
They do.
I find them unsightly, but that's me.
But that's poodle.
I don't love sectionals in general. That's just me. I think they're against God's will.
Help me.
I think they're... I've never lived in a big enough place where I can have a sectional.
Yeah, they work in like... They're good in like movie rooms and stuff.
That's why
like that.
Your place wasn't big enough to have a sectional.
I never had a sectional.
You did have that one. That kind of like L-shaped sectional couch.
That's not really... That's not like a big... That was like a small couch with a little chaise on the end. I disagree. It wasn't a sectional.
But it's called a sectional.
But I mean, it didn't. When you say sectional, I think you mean like those big.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I get you.
No, but no, I had to buy that because, and even my couch now is in sections because my building's so old.
Yeah,
you can't fit a couch in those like 1900 doors.
No, I agree with you.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
when was this place built?
This 1931, but. That big space. This is a bigger space.
I don't have that. This couch would not fit in my apartment.
I agree with you.
So yeah, you got to do that. But you know,
you live in a tiny, tiny, tiny doored place.
Hey, and I've got no debt. I'm fine with it.
I don't either.
I wasn't talking about you. I was saying for me it works.
Anyway,
although I'm sure if I went to Bevmo and I said, "Can I see the the account for Miss Poodle Boudreaux?"
And they goes, hold, let me get the scroll.
Let me get the scroll.
Doom, 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 doom. Doom. That's the first part.
You should really own stock in Tito's at this point.
Tito's, call me.
Or as my brother's friends, or my nephew's, my brother's friends call it, that Democrat vodka.
What?
That's what they call it. I'm like, I didn't know. I thought it was just vodka.
Probably because I didn't know vodka could have political views.
I guess so.
Oh, well.
Anyway, it's good either way.
Anyway, so they are holding court. She says, you know, I watched all of y'all on FaceTime. You know what? It's sad we didn't win a lot of buckles. Then she starts chastising them.
Yeah.
From her, like, deathbed. Not her deathbed, but her figurative deathbed.
But actually, she's like, that's what she talks about wiping her butt. And she says, and you know, I do think everybody needs to book at least one training session this week, or if not another.
I want money. It's what I want.
After they brought a gift, and then Kang did a Father We Just prayer for them.
I know. Father said, we just pray for Michelle's back. Hope. Pray, Lord, help her herniated disc line up.
I'm busy.
And then we cut to Michelle. Obviously, my heart is in it for the kids.
For the kids.
I wonder if there is a season two. Would Michelle, they're going to have to give so much money to Michelle for her to do a season
they
two.
They have to. They would probably have to give her some kind of like assurance she'd be quote unquote painted in a better light.
How do you do that? How do you put glitter on a turd?
Well, that's the thing. There's no way to do that, but they'd sign a contract to do that.
That's where the thing with this show, because it's a reality show, and y'all, we know that sometimes, but this is a much more docuseries shows.
This is, y'all, you can't lie about stuff like
this. But this is like with Michelle, and honestly, even more than Michelle, with Mackenzie and Michaela, I'm like, y'all aren't even like housewives putting it on. Like,
yeah, they've...
You're just a miserable person.
I don't know if they've just leaned into it. And or the producers who were talking with them just really led them to the edge and made them think the show was going to be about them. And they're like, we're mean girls. We're fine. This is how everyone's going to talk about pig royalty.
Well, I do know that the producer that interviewed them was Eric's wife, and she's an attorney. She was a trial attorney.
Amen.
So she really could get things out of people.
I'm telling you, they created personalities.
Because trial attorneys come for the jugular. Yeah.
They created personalities and people and roles in this season like very few others I've seen.
I'm excited about their next show they're working on. You've got to listen to that at Kate Casey interview.
What is it? Just tell me. Please tell me.
I'm going to make you wait.
I hate you.
You got to listen to Kate Casey.
I guess when I go for a Peloton run that's low impact because of my knee right now, I'll listen to that. From trying to put together my fucking apartment. Anyway, let's move it on. So
I'll put a link to the Kate Casey show since I mentioned it so much, by the way, y'all.
Anyway, so Jody and Cammy are walking down this dirt road with the most gorgeous lighting you've ever seen. It's sunset.
Yes.
They're like looking at each other. God, I love the way this was filmed.
Cammy's like, we need to regroup. We need to refocus.
It's like the end of the Incredible Hulk.
That's such a horrible movie. Why would you remember
no,
that?
No, it's a TV series.
Oh, the TV series.
Yes.
Oh,
every time that he has to go somewhere else because he's revealed
that's
his true Hulk self. He has to leave.
That's true.
That's what it felt like to me.
It's really well cut.
Thanks for your judgment, though. I appreciate it.
I was just thought you were talking about that horrible movie.
I've never seen it.
It's not good.
I haven't seen most bad superhero movies that you see on the first night.
You still never seen Wonder Woman. That's one of the best.
I haven't.
I think at this point you're just doing it out of spite.
Why would you say that?
Because I know you.
You're a little right.
I know I am.
If you were to sit down and make me do it, I would probably do it.
That's fine. The next time you want me to go to a Keira Knightley movie with you so I can pick up the pieces when you're on the floor, I might be busy.
Also, I'm going to make you watch another movie if you make me watch that movie.
All right.
I'll think which one.
What do you want me to watch? Chantal Amoula, Tiki Tiki Taka, some French movie or something?
We need to move on because that was even worse. And that wasn't French you just spoke.
So
some dialect of Esperanto.
Where Jody and Cammy are having this kind of beautiful kind of coming together, yet we see Nugget and Michelle, and Nugget's like, how are you feeling? And she's like, fine. And then Michelle immediately is like, red, white, and blue people have been holding back some pigs.
Yeah.
And she said, you didn't do well, but this next time, we want you to go out the bang. You're going to win. All we want you to do is one thing, Nugget.
Win. This was like a scene from The Godfather, y'all. This is like Papa Vito on his deathbed. It's like, Nugget. You're going to do the best you can to win for our family.
Going to be a contender, Nugget.
That's Raging Bull, but that's okay.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
I don't like boxing. It's violent.
Anyway, they want to win. They're going to go to the Cougar Classic, the last show of the season. No one called the Cougar. Why she called the Cougar? Yeah,
this is a 90-day
Who called me the
Stephanie,
Cougar?
Who's a Cougar? A lot of you don't know her.
You know, I only know one Cougar in my life, and that's Cuckoo, my kitty. Where's my lawyer? Where's my trainer? Anyway.
Yeah. So Jody and Tyler, and they're getting all the pigs. They're looking at all the pigs.
And they're basically saying, we've got one in every category. We could make a clean sweep of every category.
Yeah, and Jody said, we got a phone call saying that Michelle said we're trashy, but we don't care.
We don't care.
She said, it's the final show, and we're bringing it all.
And then...
it's the final countdown!
Barbecue sauce. Sorry, y'all. We had to pause it because
we were laughing so hard.
I'll be honest. I don't know why barbecue sauce makes us laugh like it does. Because it was a weird moment in time when everyone was doing that a cappella singing and like low voices were weird and they all did barbecue sauce. Barbecue ribs. Chilies, baby.
Now, what? Stop it.
Ow!
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com.
God, I'm going to miss Pig Royalty.
I know.
I'm going to miss Pig Royalty so much.
There's one episode left. Hey, look.
I'm not going to miss a show like Pig Royalty. Like, I miss Marrying Millions. I miss Marrying Millions.
So it comes on a Tuesday. Does it come out midnight on like between Monday and Tuesday?
I think it comes out midnight like Tuesday, which is 00:01. In other words, at...
So it's Monday, you go to bed, and then Tuesday at mid, and then that midnight. Y'all, midnight confuses us.
Like Monday at 11:59 p.m.
Then Pig Royalty
will
come out.
Pig Royalty is announced the next minute.
Okay.
That was exhausting.
I'm tired. So, y'all, we're gonna try to put out our show on Tuesday night.
Not at midnight.
No.
Not gonna do that. I'll be occupied.
So, y'all, we're going to be doing that
usually
for you.
In flagrante delecto at that time of night.
And then, so we'll put out the final episode, and y'all, then we're going to be interviewing Jody and them after everything.
Jody and them. That's how we say it.
Jody and Kimmy and Keeley. Them. So they're going to be able to hold nothing back, y'all, because no spoilers.
We'll have seen it.
Everybody's seen it. It's all out in the air.
Oh, my God.
But we will know.
I need Michelle Bolero tea. I need...
It's going to be great.
I need lesbian tea.
I need all of it. Y'all, you can go to Reality Gaze Podcast to see our show, all of our other shows. As you know, we do.
We have a lot.
90 Day Fiance. Hey, you know, Pig Royalty's in the perfect time for us to pick up Extreme Sisters, Poodle.
I'm going to make an announcement now.
You are?
I don't want to do it. But I'm going to do it because our fans
yes! Yes!
have asked me to. And I'm going to ask for two things. I'm going to ask for as much vodka as I want.
Done.
And I'm going to ask for that one time where if I watch and I'm too sick.
To talk about that section?
Yeah. And then you can talk about that one section and then
could
one
I,
time.
Could
no,
I?
No, you're not doing that. It's just me and you.
What if I asked Chris Farah to talk about it with me?
I would allow Chris Farah because she's another gay guy.
Basically.
so I find her comparable.
So, okay.
So she's a comparable.
So if you're too sick, Chris Farah and I will talk
in
about
that,
it.
In that one section.
But once you use your tap out once, if it gets worse,
You
don't
get
to tap out.
And that's the thing. I know it's going to get bad with those two. Because it's mental illness, y'all, and it makes me a little sick to watch.
Oh, excuse me.
And I will say, I appreciate you guys who have supported me in my reticence not to do it, and because it's revolting.
It's on TLC, so if you have Discovery Plus, and you do, because you watch Big Royalty, yeah, you can watch the first episode of Extreme
Sisters.
But
we're going
Sisters.
To do, this is going to replace, Big Royalty will replace, or sorry, Extreme Sisters will kind of be in the same
slot.
We'll put
the first two episodes. We'll put our first our Bi-Curious episode that we did out for free.
Yeah.
And then we'll do
We're not going to put that out until next week, though. The Bi-Curious episode's still out.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we'll put it out next week.
So you can try before you buy, but if you're already on this tier, y'all are going to get it.
You're going to get it anyway.
Thank you, Poodle.
I also want to say, I'll see you all in hell.
So many people came for
I'll see you in hell.
They came for you.
I didn't want to do it. I was coerced into doing it.
They guilted you a
lot. And I've got nothing left. So here we are. I've got no line anymore of what I won't do. And I know I say edgy things all the time, but there's stuff that I just can't abide and watch. I don't do well with Housewives. I don't do well with Pimple Poppers. I don't do well with a lot of that stuff. In fact, Seeking Sister Wives grosses me the fuck out. I have a really hard time with that.
Yeah, that's hard for me.
But honestly, this show was the hardest in a while. And I'm going to do it.
I love you, Jake.
You'll just have to pay for my therapy.
Okay, I will.
I'll start a GoFundMe. You know what? Not that. We'll take an extra portion of the Patreon out just for my therapy visits. I'm going to need to go to Vienna.
Someone who has a
Freud disciple pick me apart.
A direct descendant of Freud.
And say, what's his sister's show? Why do you not like sister's show here? What is a show called... tell me all about your sisters.
Oh.
Die Schwester.
What a gift to us all. So see, we're changing from Big Royalty, but we'll still be here for you, Queens.
It's still going to be hard to handle.
Hard to handle there. Hey, right. Pretty thing, let me light your candle, because I'm still hard to handle now. Yes, I am.
Y'all. That's the show. If you like the show, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. And if you don't know what to say, you can always say,
keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens.
Or
we appreciate
it.
So, yes. And speaking of that, y'all, our charity this week, be sure to check that out.
It's SEWA International, SEWA International. And they are involved in direct on the ground work with the COVID-19 epidemic in India.
So you can donate that in our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, or any merch that you purchase for the month of May.
Right.
All of our proceeds that we get, 100%, will go towards that charity.
And I just want to remind...
Or you can donate directly.
I read this statistic on the last show, and it still has my brain kind of reeling. 300,000 people are testing positive for COVID-19 per day. So you can imagine the level of people who are dying per day.
Yeah.
Per day, you guys. So it is.
Help.
It is a once in a century pandemic for the world.
The world,
but India is hitting it the worst. It seems like of anybody else. They're also needing oxygen extreme need for oxygen.
And we have a sissy who said if we raise $1,500 that she will match it.
Yeah.
And give us a $3,000. So please,
give
please.
Anything you can. $1 is plenty.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what you can give, but just give. That's what
just
we're
give.
Saying.
Just give. All right, everybody. Best. We're just as excited as you are for Tuesday night. So until then, y'all, we will see you later.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.